one. Well, no puzzle here. Sales of puzzles and games are soaring as people hunker down and look for ways to pass the time at home while they shelter in place. KCBS reporter Doug Sovereign tells us the game industry is one economic bright spot during the coronavirus recession.
At our house, a deck of cards, a Monopoly board, a bingo wheel is a quick cure for cabin fever.
Oh, 65.
Then there are the 300-piece jigsaw puzzles. Those can occupy hours, even days. That's why Philip Franke, CEO of Ravensburger North America, one of the world's leading puzzle and game makers, can barely keep up with demand.
Puzzles are selling at a rate of 10 times what they normally do. This type of demand is what we normally see, you know, the last 2 weeks of December.
He tells KCBS sales of games for kids are up about 500%. My kids are doing their part.
Do you like playing games during coronavirus?
Yes.
What do you like about it?
Uno.
Daddy, what else do you have to play?
Candyland.
Yes, old standbys like Uno and Candyland are holding their own, especially because Franke says families prefer board games you can play together over electronic games.
Around the world, in this crisis, people are turning to activities like puzzling and games because it soothes them, it gives them a purpose, it brings people together. And I think our role in this is, of course, to try to fill that need as well as we can.
So if you're tired of Netflix and Zooming with friends, the answer could be family game night a couple of times a week.
I-29.
Bingo. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
It's not just daily.